One of the things is when COVID-19 first came to California that we were aware of, it was during the wintertime. And I think that's, it can be a factor for Plumas County. Travel to and from Plumas County is not usually that great. And we had a couple good snowstorms this last winter, which probably assisted with having less travel and people staying home. But also we're, you know, population of basically 19,000 and it's 2,613 square miles. So we're kind of spread out. And I think that also is a factor. And then I think one of the big factors is that we started testing very quickly and very strongly with our healthcare facilities. They have been very supportive with this and worked really hard in testing. And therefore, we have been able to identify the cases that we have had quickly. When we identified them, we also were able to do our contact tracing investigations. And it was very quick and effective, which assisted in containing any further spread of COVID-19.
How much viral testing is happening in Plumas County as of now? And are asymptomatic people able to get tested?
We are, again, testing. We are doing targeted testing right now, as well as those who are symptomatic. And when we do targeted testing, they don't have to be symptomatic. They can be asymptomatic. We are targeting those who are at a higher likelihood to be exposed to COVID-19. So our healthcare workers, our first responders, as well as those who work in industries where they work with the public on a regular basis, like the grocery clerks. Those are the ones that we're kind of targeting at this time.
But for now, asymptomatic people who think they may have been exposed to the virus and do want to get a test, they have to be an essential worker or be able to prove some kind of transmission risk?
Yeah, at the end, ultimately, it's up to the healthcare provider who's going to be tested and who's not going to be tested. We have had some targeted outreach where we have done populations just come through and do like a small drive-through. But yes, overall, there would have to be a reason if you're asymptomatic in order to test that person, usually at least one other reason, such as being an essential worker and dealing with the public.
North State Public Radio is working on a collaborative rural reporting project with CAP Radio of Sacramento, and that involves a survey of Plumas County residents. Among the concerns people brought up were that others weren't following safety guidelines, not socially distancing. Someone reported seeing lots of handshaking going on, people not wearing masks. As you visit Quincy, Chester, Greenville, and smaller communities around Plumas County, how well would you say people are adhering to the guidelines?
I think overall there will always be some that, for whatever reason, are not as self-aware, and they know maybe don't realize what they're doing. But overall, I would say the majority of the public in those communities are adhering to it. I think we're also very sensitive to it when people are not adhering to it. So when we see anything that we feel may be in violation of those social distancing guidelines, we become more hyper-vigilant.
Again, going back to the recent survey for the Rural Reporting Project with CAP Radio, many who answered said that their top concern during the pandemic was outside tourists coming into the county and bringing the virus with them. Can you expand at all on the situation? I mean, many places around Plumas County rely on tourism, so it's sort of a catch-22. With Memorial Day around the corner, summer almost here, what preparations have been made?
As I said before, there is always concern of an outbreak with increased activity into the county. And that's why one of the reasons the health officer issued the order for face covering in public was to assist in mitigating with the increased traffic into Plumas County. Plumas County is continuing to increase testing capabilities with our local healthcare facilities. And so those are all precautions that we are trying to take and still encourage the public that we're doing this together, and this is something that it's not one person's responsibility. It's all our responsibility to be maintaining social distancing and following the guidelines issued by our governor. But yes, it does make a difference to our businesses, the tourism, and short of basically blocking the roads, we really have limited ability to enforce people not coming into our community.
There are concerns in the department that people from out of the area coming for a weekend getaway or something could create a serious outbreak, yeah?
Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's always concerns that somebody coming from outside the area, but we also have our own community who leave the area and then come back. So it goes both ways. With summertime, not only are people coming into our community, but our residents are also traveling outside of our community as well. So that's why, again, testing is very important and having a very robust containment plan. So when it is identified, the sooner a case is identified, the quicker that we can contain it, and therefore it won't spread. So that is what else we're doing in order to mitigate people coming in to our community and traveling more.
Is there anything specifically that people in the community can do to protect themselves and their employees as the summer really gets going?
Again, the best thing to do is follow the guidelines of social distancing, cleaning thoroughly, especially in common areas. Now that we have in dining, I know that the restaurants are being very particular and there are a lot of modifications that are being requested in order to maintain the cleanliness even more than it was before. So things like that and face coverings in public, all those things will assist in reducing any kind of spread that may occur in Plumas County.
Shifting gears here, we've been hearing that the pandemic has been very challenging for hospitals and that lucrative surgeries have been canceled, billings are down sharply, and even some medical workers have been laid off. Some medical facilities are even requesting some kind of bailout. Are you hearing any concerns from the small hospitals in Plumas County about their financial viability?
There are always concerns with something like this happening due to the local healthcare facilities and that the cost is significant in order to prepare for any kind of surge of cases at one time. So the healthcare facilities in Plumas County worked really hard to make sure that they were prepared. And in doing so, they had to stop doing elective surgeries. And elective surgeries is a significant form of income for our local hospitals. However, at this time, they have received some federal assistance, which will hopefully assist the hospitals in mitigating the cost of preparing for the COVID-19.
I know the hospitals or the medical facilities in Plumas County are rather limited. They're under a mandate to build an additional 30% capacity. Do you know the number of beds there are currently in the whole county?
Not off the top of my head, but I do know that they have been able to, and that was part of what we had to prove to the state in our variance, that our hospital is very capable of being able to have that 30% surge capacity.
Again, going back to that survey conducted for the Collaborative Rural Reporting Project we're working on with CAP Radio, many respondents said they were worried about isolation and mental health. What mental health resources are there for Plumas County residents, and are there any resources or public health advice you can give to people who are feeling isolated and perhaps worried about their mental health?
Yes. So we do have a very active public health with behavior health working together and collaborating. Our behavior health does have a website which addresses a lot of the COVID-19 issues. So there are resources on their website, as well as our behavior health has reached out to their own clientele. We do have some nonprofits in our community as well that have been reaching out to the public. We have Plumas Rural Services as well as Plumas Crisis Intervention. They have been very good working with the public regarding behavior health and mental health issues, because, you know, for those who have behavior health or mental health issues, sometimes obviously something like this can really exasperate it. And they have been doing a very good job in helping maintain that and assist their clients. But for those who don't always, this can bring a situational depression or anxiety on. And what we recommend is that to reach out. And I think that's the hardest thing when you're feeling depressed or you're fairly anxious. And when you're actually asked to stay home and not physically reach out to anybody, we are, though, asking people to reach out by phone, reach out by internet, anything that would help them connect to somebody else. And there are a lot of resources out there, a lot of phone numbers to contact as well on Behavior Health's website, Plumas County Behavior Health, as well as our website as well, for phone numbers to contact and feel connected to somebody.
Finally, this sounds kind of random, but what's the internet connectivity like in Plumas County? In their survey, we heard that working remotely can be difficult because of a lack of internet connectivity in many areas of the county. I imagine this could also further isolate people, as many of the recommendations are to hang out with people virtually through Zoom or some other online chat service.
Yes, and has been a very difficult thing for our community. I know our school district is struggling with giving a long distance learning. All this has affected our employees, everything. Yes, our connectivity is not that great in Plumas County. There's various ways of doing it, but none of it is consistently good. And something that has been brought up because of this pandemic, because it's affected the whole community, which is another reason why we do have an informational phone line. So that's why we really encourage people to contact our informational phone line to receive updated information.